Abraham's mind had already been dead and buried and arisen. So when he drew the knife to plunge into his heart, he already accounted that God was able to raise him from the dead because God had made him a promise, and he, in a figure, had already received him back again. He already had proved to God that he was faithful. Now, going on to Galatians, the third chapter, beginning in verse 6. Galatians 3 and verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and like Romans, the fourth chapter, verse 22 says, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith the same are the children of Abraham. God cannot lie. He's not going to lie to Abraham's seed. No, he's not. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. See, I was teaching Friday night about the unsearchable riches of Christ, that the gospel has already been preached to those men, beginning with Abraham, that died in faith. They didn't heard the gospel. That's good news. The resurrection from the dead. Praise God, through the seed of Isaac, which is Christ. And those that died, died in faith. Those that died, died in faith. The same faith Abraham had. That if they died, God would raise them up again because they were blessed with a blessing of Abraham and his seed, which would be Christ. And God couldn't lie about it. Praise God. No lying. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. See, if you have faith, if you are of the lineage of Abraham through Isaac, if you have accepted Jesus Christ and that blessing that comes upon us by believing in him, it is the blessing of Abraham that comes upon us. Naturally and spiritually, we receive the benefit of all that Jesus Christ himself has received as a faithful son. He's going to share it with us. And God shares naturally the blessings of Abraham. God's elect, when you read Romans 8:28, it's very easy to pick out that the Lord's not talking about everybody. He's talking about God's elect. And when God's talking about Abraham's seed through Isaac and right on down through Christ, he's talking about his elect. And in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. But it don't stop there like a lot of preachers do when they quote it. Because when you stop there, you haven't got anything worked out for you yet. You got to take the rest of it. To them that love God, number one. And number two has got to be there. This is the blessing of Abraham, and you got to be in the lineage of Abraham through Isaac. You've got to be a child of faith. And he said, to them who are the called. Abraham was the first called out one to walk by that faith, that we ourselves must also possess and exemplify in our walk with the Lord. See, we've got to be the children of Abraham, not in name, but in the possession of that legacy. It's recorded in Romans the 9th chapter. All right, listen to this. Verse 4, beginning. They're Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. Whose are the fathers and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of all of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. There's one thing the Apostle Paul dwelled on all through his epistles and his whole ministry was confirming the covenant of Abraham upon us through Christ.
The only way we can get the covenant of Abraham, the legacy of Abraham through Isaac on us, we've got to go through Jesus to get it. He's that seed that brought the blessing to all the families of the world. And it's through faithful Abraham and to those who are a partaker of that blessing through Christ. And we don't just accept a legacy, we accept a responsibility that we walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. It was not by the works of the law, but the works of faith. And whatsoever is not of faith is what? Sin. And we must accept that revelation. Now, verse 8, Romans 9. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God just because they're Jews. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. And the seed came through Isaac, right on down through Christ. And we are legators of the same blessing that Abraham had if we walk in the steps of that faith and we are faithful to Jesus Christ as Abraham was faithful to God. We not only receive the blessing, but we can, oh my Lord, we can pronounce that blessing and share that blessing and put that blessing upon our children and upon others that are willing to walk in that faith and accept it because we ourselves project the certainty that God cannot lie, that we're trusting God. We believe God. We don't tremble about the devil's roarings and men's threats. That God cannot lie, and we're in God's elect, and all things truly work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called. We've been the called. We have been called like Abraham, called out from the world. And when we stay out of that world and walk with God, then the blessing of Abraham comes upon us. And that is something we can share with others when we get to the place that we know that God cannot lie to us. All through the Word of God, we recognize God's elect and God calling His elect. And the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. When God ordains us, when we've been called out, God don't repent about it. He don't change His mind about it. He meant what He said when He called you and I into the grace of God and into this ministry. He meant it. And His promises to us. Another old song says, I wrote down just a little bit of it here. God is still on the throne, and He will remember His own when burdens oppress you. And I don't know how it all goes exactly. I just wrote down what I thought was right. Demons oppress you and men try to possess you. He'll always remember His own. God is still on the throne, and He will remember His own. Here's what I want to get to. His promise is true. He will not forget you, and God is still on the throne. And there's one thing about God's elect. We are the called, but we're the called according to a specific purpose. And when we fit into that purpose, when we accept the responsibility, when we are knowledgeable and are accountable to God for that responsibility to walk in it faithfully, then we're going to have the blessing of Abraham. And you don't even have to cry out for it. It'll just come on you. Praise God. It'll just come to you. When Moses was in that basket, it didn't take nobody watching over him, keep the crocodiles or dials from getting him either. He floated down that river, and that river's noted for its crocodiles, for its dangers, for its treacherous currents. That basket, when his mother put it on the river, in that little basket, pitched within and without, there was one of God's called according to His purpose in there. There was a young man, a baby, that God put His hand upon, and he was God's elect. And he was called out by the foreknowledge of God and predestinated to be one of the greatest servants of God that ever lived. That old ark took him right straight down the river where Pharaoh's daughter was out by the river bathing. And the ark went right up to the shore.
That guiding hand of God was right there to put that ark. Whether he had the ark or made the current take it there, he guided one or the other or both. Ain't nobody had to get out and watch over that. Miriam might have watched it, but that wasn't her power. It was an unseen hand. It just took that ark and made it float right by her. And when she opened, she looked, and there was something perhaps she had been praying for, to her God. But it wasn't her God that sent that little baby by there. It was a God that knew what Moses would be. He was called according to his purpose. And he drifted right up there to the place God wanted him to drift. He got right into the very court of Pharaoh, into the heart of Egypt, that he could destroy Egypt and bring God's people out of Egypt. Thank God.